enthusiast program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
And thank you very much for joining us here for another edition of Auto World. My name is Bob Long, and on today's broadcast, we're going to be joined by a wide variety of cool guests. We always try and bring you the best guests on the broadcast, and we're going to continue in that tradition in this hour of the broadcast with an esteemed automotive journalist, an expert in the area of electric vehicles, and we're going to be talking a little bit about the history of electric vehicles and some of the electric vehicles that this gentleman has driven in recent times. Also coming up a little later on in this hour, we'll be joined by Don Jones from the website theoldcarguys.com. He's also got a TV show that is pending, and we hopefully will catch up with him today. If not, we'll talk to him another time. Coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, Eddie Paul, Hollywood car builder, really interesting guy and inventor, and an expert in the realm of tools. So we're going to be doing a little bit of a tool talk, so to speak, here on Auto World. And we'll be joined by a gentleman who I've shared the microphone with before, Dave Yancho, from a product called Workshop Hero. Of course, along the way, we'll take your telephone calls at our usual number, and it's toll-free from anywhere. That's the good news, so it isn't going to cost you a dime one. You can dial us up at our regular number, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or shoot me an email, bob@boblongradio.com. Once again, it's bob@boblongradio.com. From time to time, we give away prizes here on the show, whether it's trivia prizes or free samples. And we're giving out free samples of a product that was introduced to me just a little while back, a couple of years or so ago, called Wash Drops. And it's a very innovative way to wash your vehicle. You don't have to basically hose your vehicle off after you wash it. Let me tell you how it works. I've tried it, and a variety of my experts here on the program have also evaluated it for me, and everybody has come back with the glowing reviews. It's doing extremely well in Europe and other parts of the world. Still trying to get some traction going here in the United States, as they're only selling the product right now on Amazon.com. And until you're really on the shelves of the major auto parts stores and the major retailers, the Walmarts, etc. of the world, you really have a hard time penetrating the United States and North American marketplace. But I think in time, this product is definitely going to catch on. So here's how it works. You take about an ounce of this product called Wash Drops, and you put it in a bucket of water, one single regular size bucket of water. And then what you do is basically wash one part of your vehicle, one section. Let's break your vehicle down into four sections. So you do the first quarter of the vehicle, and you can use it on glass, you can use it on tires, you can use it on rubber. It's non-discriminatory, so to speak, and it's non-abrasive. That's the part that blew me away, because immediately I thought, well, geez, this is not going to work. You're going to be spreading around any grime or dirt that's on your vehicle. But it has a very unique property that prevents that. And then all you do is simply dry that section off and move on to another section. And you can wash your car in about 15 minutes. And after you're done with that bucket of soap suds and this Wash Drops solution, you can dump it actually on a flower bed or in a vegetable garden. It's an environmentally friendly product and great for areas of the country which have water restrictions this time of the year, or quite often throughout the year. Great for folks who live in apartments or park their vehicle on the street. You don't need to have a hose. You can just wash it anytime, any place you want. And matter of fact, in the cold climes, in the wintertime, this is a great way for you to wash your vehicle in your garage without having to spill a lot of water, and you can get that salt and sand off, and it does a great job. Bottom line, we're giving away some free samples of the Wash Drops product, and all you have to do is shoot me an email at my address, which is once again Bob, B-O-B, at Bob Long Radio, B-O-B at B-O-B-L-O-N-G-R-A-D-I-O.com, and I need your name and address and your telephone number, because the folks at Wash Drops like to send it out big time. They like to send it out via FedEx or UPS with tracking numbers and everything to make sure that everybody gets their free sample. So just drop me an email at Bob at BobLongRadio.com, or if you don't remember that one, Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. And speaking of AutoWorldRadio.com, it's still undergoing a little bit of construction, but we're soon going to be having some updates to the Auto World website, which are going to be very cool. So I'll keep you abreast on that. And also, let me tell you that in the not-too-distant future, we'll have some other cool announcements here on the broadcast. I have a free podcast also you can check out 100% free, not only at GCNLive.com, but also at the iTunes Music Store under AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. So we're having a little bit of phone connection problems with Gary Witzenberg, who is scheduled to be our first guest here in this hour of the program. But hopefully we'll get Gary on, and if not, you and I will continue to talk about some of the stories making headlines in the world of automobiles for this week. And I'm getting some emails right now, actually, from Gary, and he is looking for a call from the Master Control Studios at GC and in Minnesota, so we'll get that taken care of ASAP, having a little bit of, I think, digital problems in the connection between my Boston studio here and the master control facilities located in Minnesota for the GCN radio network. And talk about a cool website. If you haven't visited GCNLive.com, you must do so, because not only can you hear this show live in streaming audio, but you can hear it on demand anytime you want. You can listen to archives of the program going years back. You can also subscribe to the podcast there. You can also, this is a very unusual thing, you can dial a telephone and listen to this week's edition of the program 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in a rolling loop. So you can actually listen via Bluetooth streaming audio in your car if your vehicle is so equipped and you want to just listen via the telephone. It's a very cool thing that Ted Anderson, the owner of GCN, put together a number of years back. And there's nobody out there in the entire broadcast world that's doing that. So kudos to Ted and everybody at the GCN Radio Network. You're listening to Auto World. We're live all across North America. And we're going to be talking hopefully very soon with the gentleman that I mentioned a few minutes back, Gary Witzenberg, after our upcoming break here. And excuse me, we'll also throw a trivia question out there into the mix, and we'll make it a hybrid question for you, a plug-in hybrid question. This was the first so-called plug-in hybrid range extender vehicle, and it was from General Motors, and it's still being sold, of course. It rolled out a couple of years back. What was the range extender from General Motors? The telephone number, once again, is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or if you prefer, you can shoot me an email, Bob@BobLongRadio.com, Bob@BobLongRadio.com, and we're giving away some free stuff courtesy of the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. Well, it's time for us to step aside for some important messages, but when we come back on the other side, we're going to get our digital domains and connections in order and get Gary Witzenberg with
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main part last 2 to 4 times longer than you need, Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race?
We're live across North America via the GCN Radio Network, Automotive Radio Network. My name is Bob Long, and we're going to be joined momentarily by the gentleman that I've been telling you about. He's an esteemed automotive journalist and a great guy, and we're going to be talking primarily about electric vehicles throughout the remainder of this hour of the program. We're going to put Don Jones from the oldcarguy.com on the shelf since we had a little bit of problem in the first segment of the show with the digital connection between my Boston humble studio here and the master control facilities in Minnesota. So we've got all that straightened out now, so we'll just get Gary up on the line and we'll be all set, ready to go. Want to remind you once again, we got a trivia question out there. It is very, very easy. This is a range extender. This is one of the new electric vehicles out there that also utilizes a gasoline power plant as a backup, and General Motors refers to it as a range extender. So I've told you it's a GM product. They have one here in the United States right now, one in Europe, and they're soon going to be launching another rendition in another nameplate of the General Motors family. So why don't we continue to throw that trivia question out there at 855-660-4261. Well, joining us on the line right now is one of the good guys in the world of automotive journalism. He is an esteemed automotive journalist with quite a remarkable background, and just look at all the different publications and websites that he contributes to right now, including automedia.com, KBB.com, Kelley Blue Book, Motor Trend, my former employer, Ward's Auto World, as well as senior correspondent for newcartestdrive.com. He's also a columnist with Autoblog, and he's on the jury of the North American Car and Truck of the Year. He's also one of the nicest guys in the entire automotive journalistic world. So let's welcome this gentleman to the airways of Auto World. Hey there, Gary Witzenberg. Welcome, and thank you so much for your time, Gary.
Hey, good morning, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. We had a little technical problem at the top of the show, so apologize for the late start here. But let's talk about electric vehicles. This is an area that you have a lot of background and expertise. I know you did an electric vehicle history piece recently for Collectible Automobile. That's the first part of what will be a two-part series. But many people, when they think of electric vehicles, they forget that back at the turn of the last century, there were many electric vehicles on the road. And matter of fact, the first Porsche, lots of people would be shocked to find out that it was part gasoline-powered and part electric. It was actually a hybrid vehicle, and that vehicle was built way back in the early 1900s.
I did not even know that. I guess I had heard that at one point, but it's not something that I had heard recently. So kudos to you for that trivia point. By the way, I can answer your trivia question, but I probably shouldn't.
Right? Yeah, it's too easy. I know. We'll leave it out there just a little bit. I'm already getting a bunch of emails off of it. But EVs have been around a long time, haven't they, Gary?
Yeah, it's amazing when you think about it. Way back in the dawn of automotive time, as I like to think about it, the late 1890s, EVs were outselling gas cars 10 to 1. Now, there weren't a whole lot of gas cars out there. But then again, you know, EVs had some advantages. And as automotive time moved on into the next century, you know, there were three competing powertrains, basically, gasoline, steam, and electric. And electric around a little bit later, they were about one-third, one-third, one-third in terms of what manufacturers were producing. Steam kind of died off fairly quickly because, you know, who wants to have to carry around a big tank of boiling water and wait for it to heat up in the morning and stuff like that? And there were some safety issues with that. So that one wasn't popular for long. Electricity, though, had some real advantages over early gas cars because it was quiet, it was cheap. Once people in the early 1900s, especially in the 20s, began to get electricity in their homes. They could charge at home. There wasn't much of an infrastructure out there away from home to recharge, but then again, nobody had to go very far or very fast. It was quiet. It didn't smell, had no exhaust, and people were also concerned about the safety of gasoline. If you think about that, in the early days, if the whole business was around electric cars right now, and somebody came along and said, I got a great idea, let's put a big tank of very volatile, flammable liquid in a vehicle and drive around with that, you'd say, what are you, nuts? You know, the people, if you think about it, look at older homes. They're built with their garages on the other side of the property. They didn't want that potential bomb anywhere near the house.
That's so
I'm exaggerating slightly, but not a lot, because people did have some fear over carrying around a big tank of gas. But then as roads began to be developed and you could go not just around your town but to the next town and the one after that, the range became a big issue. Gas engines got better, smoother, quieter. They were much more affordable because batteries have always been expensive even then. And the EV pretty much lost favor fairly quickly come the 20s. They were pretty popular in the teens, but gas just kind of blew them out of the water because electric vehicles then as now, and by the way, I love them to drive. The electric motor has instant torque, and it's quiet, and they're some more than others, kind of fun to drive. But they have three Achilles heels, not just two, but three, and that is the cost of the battery. And then it's the limited range. Whatever the range is, it's a finite limit, and it's way less than a tank of gas. And then there's the recharge time. It takes you not minutes, but hours, typically, to refuel that battery. So all of those things are disadvantages that make it very difficult today to compete with electric vehicles. Now, having said that, there's some very good ones out there. And you mentioned, to me, the right solution, the answer to the range anxiety question. The range anxiety is that feeling you get when the sweat starts to bead on your forehead when you think you're going to run out of battery in an EV before you run out of trip.
That is so true, Gary.
You tell, oh, my God, I'm just not going to get there, and what can I do? And you can't just, if you run out of gas, you can go walk somewhere and get a can of gas and carry it back, but you can't really do that with volts. You know, you're stuck. You're going to flatbed at home, or you're going to plug it into somebody's house overnight and come back the next day or something. That's range anxiety, when you get to that point where you think you won't get there.
That is
well, the range extender vehicle that you were talking about in your trivia question eliminates that anxiety, because when the battery is essentially depleted, the gasoline engine kicks in and keeps you going, and you can drive as far as you need to. You can fill up the tank again. You never have to recharge the battery if you don't want to, but people typically do. They recharge them at home overnight, and they drive on battery power for the first 30 or 40 miles the next day before they ever have to burn any gas. The downside of that, stop me when you have to take a break or you want a question, but
yeah, hold on a second.
The downside
Gary,
of that is, though, it adds a lot of cost. That range extender, you now have two propulsion systems in the vehicle.
So true. Hold that thought, Gary. We're up against a break. You're listening to Auto World. We're live all across North America with Gary Whitzenberg. Don't go away. We're coming back with lots more.
Seems I always end up driving by.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology. Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse. All you need is one bucket of water. Wash Drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy Wash Drops today exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and WashDrops.com. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining us here today on Auto World. We're live across North America on great radio stations via the GCN and Automotive Radio Networks. And we have a trivia question out there, which was quickly answered via the email, bob@boblongradio.com. Daryl got the answer correct, and Daryl is in the great state of Utah. And, of course, the vehicle with the range extender capability from General Motors is a Chevrolet Volt. And around the bend, we're going to see a Cadillac variant of that. Gary Witzenberg is with us, esteemed automotive journalist and expert in the area of electric vehicles. He recently did a electric vehicle history piece for Collectible Automobile, the first part of what will be a two-part look at the long history of electric vehicles. And Gary, before the break, you were talking about this new term that we have as automotive journalists and as consumers, range anxiety. And I agree with you wholeheartedly that what General Motors has come up with, the range extender capability in the Chevrolet Volt and over in Europe in Opel configuration and upcoming in Cadillac ELR configuration, is really the best of both worlds.
It is, Bob, except for the cost. As I started to say earlier, it does make an EV is already expensive, and then you add a gas propulsion system and all the complex mechanical and software that you need to run it, coordinate it, and make it smooth, which, by the way, the Volt really is. I'm a fan of that car. But it gets expensive, and that's going to hold its sales down for quite a while. That's one reason for the Cadillac ELR that you mentioned, by the way, because it's a beautiful, gorgeous-looking coupe. Not very practical, but just stunning to look at. That'll have that, actually an enhancement of that Volt extender, range extender powertrain in it, and it'll be even more fun to drive and handle better, but being a Cadillac, they can charge more for it. So hopefully people will see that. That's something I'm really looking forward to driving later this year.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Gary. It's a sharp-looking vehicle, and there are some folks that say that General Motors should have perhaps put out the first range extender vehicle in a higher-end brand like Cadillac rather than going the Chevrolet Volt route, but it could be argued either way, in my opinion.
Yeah, there are a number of factors that kind of tend to hold down sales of electrics, and I mentioned three of them: the range, the recharge time, and the price. Price is big, and it doesn't help to add more price on top of it by making it a luxury car. But on the other hand, you know, then there's people saying, "Do I really want something like that?" They may be a little averse to trying new technology. When you get to the early adapters, as I think they're called, the people who are interested in actually putting out money to own something that's new and different and special, you're limiting yourself to a fairly small market when it comes to a fairly expensive vehicle as well. And then I wonder about the Cadillac being a coupe, too, because you can put kids in the back seat, but it's not going to be a family car.
That is so true. Gary, the Volt, of course, evolved with a lot of technological help from its predecessor, which was the EV1, a vehicle that you, in fact, had a connection with. Tell our listeners about the EV1 project, and people who own those EV1s absolutely adored them.
Well, that's partially true, Bobby. The people who had them adored them. No one owned them. And that was one of the issues, that they were lease only, and they were put out there on a 3-year lease. And there's so much I can say about EV1, I don't know where to begin, except let me say, first of all, that the people loved them so much, all hundreds of them, and that was the problem. There weren't thousands. There were hundreds over 2 full years of production of EV1. It was just not a viable business proposition. It was very expensive to design, develop, and build, and you could only charge so much for it. I think the lease was $299 a month, if I recall. And they had very limited range. They were great cars to drive, but two-seater. Very limited range and expensive, even though they were highly subsidized. In other words, GM was essentially giving them away relative to what it cost them. And yet, after a couple, 3 years of that, you say, how long can we keep doing that when there aren't that many people interested in buying it? But the idea that they had to bring them back, let me address that for a minute, because there was a fairly nasty propaganda movie put out about that, Who Killed the EV1, and rather than giving GM credit for doing it and investing a huge amount of money and manpower and effort into trying to make it work, they demonized and vilified GM for stopping doing it. And when it just wouldn't work out from a business case standpoint, then those three-year leases were up and they had to come get them. And that created an awful lot of angst among the people who had them, who loved them dearly, as you said. But there were very good reasons for that, and one of them was the liability issue. These were very early technology. This is if you had the very first computer or something, and, you know, within days it's going to be outdated and something better will come along. But the liability thing, you have 300-plus volts in a vehicle. You don't want people working on them themselves. You don't want untrained people working on them anywhere because people can get hurt or killed. That's one issue. Another one is there was a lot of proprietary technology in those things, so you didn't want them out there so they could be reverse engineered by whoever, Chinese, Koreans, whoever wanted to find out what was in there, both software and hardware wise. So they wanted to protect their proprietary technology. And the third reason, which is a very good one, that, as you probably know, Bob, if you put a vehicle out there in commerce and sell it through dealers and so on. There are different state laws in different states, but typically, on the average, I think you are required in most states to support it with parts and service for 10 years minimum.
Yes, that is so true.
And there was no way that the suppliers of the technology, as I say, it was outdated almost as soon as it was out there. The suppliers came and went. They were small companies. They went out of business. There's no way anybody could have supported those vehicles with parts and service for very long at all, let alone 10 years. And Saturn, certain specific Saturn dealers in specific states were authorized and trained to service them. Well, those people would move on. And, you know, it would have just been an unmanageable and dangerous and not a good situation to leave them out there. So that's the other side of the story of why GM had to take them away and couldn't just leave them out there in commerce.
It makes so much sense. Esteemed automotive journalist Gary Witzenberg is with us here on Auto World. If you have a question about electric vehicles, you can call us up at 855-660-4261 or shoot me an email, bob@boblongradio.com. Speaking of the dealer equation, I have not had the opportunity to drive the Tesla Model S, which has won numerous accolades. Automobile Magazine gave it their Vehicle of the Year. Motor Trend gave it the Vehicle of the Year. Yahoo Autos, rather, also gave it the Vehicle of the Year award. And Consumer Reports has given it some glowing reviews, to say the least. Their first offering, the Tesla, was basically based on the Lotus Elise, two-seater sports car, small vehicle, and had 2,000 laptop batteries. And that was a different ball game than this Model S, which is quite a piece of technology. Gary, have you had any seat time behind the Model S?
No, regretfully, I have not. And everything you said is true. And I've read a lot of the good stuff about it, including our own Motor Trend, for which I contribute. But I don't understand the Car of the Year thing. Because, as you know, as you mentioned in your very lengthy and kind introduction to me, I'm on the jury for the North American Car of the Year, which is 50 automotive journalists around North America.
Mm-hmm.
And we wouldn't even consider that because it's a very high-priced car, it's a very low-volume car, and it's a completely untested company. They seem to be doing well today, but part of that is because they're selling emissions credits to others, to other companies, so they've made a lot of money that way. You know, I don't know how you can say this is the Car of the Year, however good it may be, when you don't know how long the company will be around, and it's a very small-volume, high-priced car for very few wealthy people.
So that, true, Gary.
I don't get that part of it, but
having
said all
that,
I'm looking forward to driving it.
Hold that thought. We'll be back with more straight ahead. This is Auto World.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made in the USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
Let Emergency Essentials help you prepare with our Mountain House Super Sale. Right now, get 40% off every can. Mountain House freeze-dried food is the premier solution for your long-term storage. Delicious flavors, easy preparation, and scientifically proven shelf life of 25-plus years. This month only, save 40% on more than 20 Mountain House varieties. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. One of my favorite guests is with us. He's an esteemed automotive journalist, Gary Witzenberg, contributing to a wide variety of publications and websites worldwide. He's also on the North American Car and Truck of the Year jury. And before the break there, we were talking about the Tesla company, the Tesla Model S in particular. And one thing that Tesla is trying to do, which was kind of a segue from what Gary was talking about, dealer support from the EV1, is that they're trying to circumvent the normal dealer process and sell direct to the public. Gary, I got to get your take on that, and I wholeheartedly agree with you that this vehicle never, in my opinion, should have been named a vehicle of the year by any of the publications or websites that have done so. I mean, when you look at the production numbers, you're talking the kind of production numbers that you would see from a six-figure exotic sports car in a course of a year. So why it received those accolades, I don't understand it either.
Yeah, and you know, again, on our North American Car of the Jury, and I want to make several points before we move on here, but we mainly, and I can't speak for the other 49 on the jury, but mainly most of us are looking at cars that are relatively affordable, relatively high volume, you know, something that you and I could have in our garages one day. But having said that, the Volt was Car of the Year a couple years ago. And that was a significant vote, but it was a lot more affordable and higher volume than the Tesla. So you never know what's going to come out of that process. But let me say, too, before we get back to Tesla, a couple things. First of all, my involvement with EV1, I was never on the sales or service side. That was handled by what was then the Saturn division of General Motors in certain cities and certain states. I was the vehicle test and development manager at the GM Proving Grounds for that vehicle during the 90s. So I'm a lot more knowledgeable on the vehicle itself than I am about, you know, on the retail side. And I wanted to mention this collectible automobile story that I did. I don't know when that's going to run. If anybody's out there looking for it, it's not out yet. And that's a bi-monthly magazine that I don't think is going to be in the next issue. It may be in the one after that. So maybe fall before that story comes out, and they haven't even told me yet when they want part two. So they have long lead times in that magazine. Getting back to Tesla, I don't know how that works. They think they can do it like an Apple store. So you walk into a Tesla store, and I've been by a few of them in certain affluent areas. I haven't ever walked into one yet. But you walk into one, and you buy a Tesla like you would a piece of an Apple computer or something. I don't know how they're going to handle service. I don't know how they're going to handle warranty. I think what they do is they send somebody out to your house if and when you have a problem, because I've heard of that happening. But you can only handle that so much of that as the volume goes up. And especially if they're trying to market them nationwide, not just in specific areas. So that's another big question mark. And regarding driving one, there's a lot of us out here in media land who have not yet, because their media relations is just this side of dismal.
Absolutely. I've not either.
You know, they gave Motor Trend an automobile long-term cars, and they got their car of the year. But as a regular working journalist, try to get a hold of one. And lady, that gives me an opportunity to bring up one other thing I wanted to plug, and that is I'm part of the selection committee for a very nice Concord Elegance here in Michigan that used to be called Meadowbrook. It's now the Concord Elegance of America at St. John's, because it's a bigger, nicer venue that they moved it to the last couple of years. And we're going to have a class this year at that Concord of electric vehicles, past, present, and future, which is another reason I'm knowledgeable on them right now, because I've been doing a lot of research and I'm putting together that class. And we have not been able to get a Tesla for that.
Oh, wow.
And that's really disappointing, because we have a lot of old ones. We have some prototypes that GM and others did in the 60s. We have the original Impact concept car that led to the EV1 and an EV1. And we have some modern ones. We have a Leaf and a Fiat and a Volt and an ELR. And the Tesla people, they haven't talked to me since April. I was dealing with somebody who said, well, maybe we can get the one there, we'll let you know. And then she's vanished, and I can't get anybody else even to answer an email or a phone call. So, and I've heard that from a lot of other people,
too.
That part of the business, they don't seem to be working very well.
That is,
but if anybody's interested in that show, it's July 28th. It's at the end of this month at St. John's, which is a gorgeous place in Plymouth, Michigan.
Yeah, wonderful.
Detroit, west of Detroit. And there'll be about 20 of those EVs, past, present, and future, in addition to all the, Cords, Duesenbergs, Cadillacs, and muscle cars, and race cars, and motorcycles, and everything that you'd ever want to see. It's a great show.
Yeah, I was talking just the other day to the honorary chief judge, Wayne Carini, the host of TV's Chasing Classic Cars, and he is so looking forward to it. It is certainly one of the great Concours events in all of North America, in my opinion, and all of the world. Gary, let's talk about some of the EVs that you've driven recently that have impressed you.
I recently had a chance to spend about a half a day and a very good drive in the Fiat 500E, they call it. That's a conversion of the Fiat 500. And it impressed those of us who have driven it quite a bit. And also, they're not just the vehicle itself, but their plan for retailing it to make it easy and affordable to drive. With incentives, you can get a lease price down to $199.
Wow.
And that's pretty good. Chevy Spark, I drove that very briefly back in last December, an early prototype version. They're going to have a drive for that next week that I will be attending, and I'll get more time in it. And same kind of thing. Terrific, fun to drive, lots of torque, acceleration, decent range. And by decent today, with the lithium-ion battery, you're talking 70, 80, 90, even 100 miles potentially, depending how you drive it and what the temperature is and so on. And Chevy also is going to have a very affordable lease rate on that. There's a smart EV that I drove a very early one a couple years ago. You know, the smart is that funny little two-seater.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like the old Road and Track concept. Remember the Cyclops?
Yes.
The parody car that Road and Track used to do stories on. I'm not a smart fan, but maybe as an EV it makes more sense than as a gas car. And they're going to have a local event for that here in Michigan in a few weeks. I'll get a chance to get more time in one of those. I'm trying to think if any others lately I've driven. Anything you can think of that I'm not thinking of?
No, I think you've covered it very, very well, and I agree with you. I haven't had a chance to drive the 500E, the electric version of the Fiat 500, but love what they're doing with the affordability of that vehicle, and that's just a fun car, and you know everybody loves a comeback story, and there's no better comeback story in recent years than Fiat here in the United States, rolled out very slowly and then turned around with a couple of niche models, the Abarth and the Gucci edition, and the next year's sales were up 125%, and now for this year we're seeing the expansion of the brand into the electric vehicle as well as a four-door variant. So I'm a big fan of what they've done and what they continue to do.
Yeah, and I shouldn't leave out BMW. They're coming out soon with a couple of luxury electrics, an i3 and an i8.
Mm-hmm.
i3 being the more affordable one. I think it's pure electric, but I think you can buy as an option a little range extender engine as well. I don't know that much about it at this point. And then the i8 is a larger, more expensive version, of, not a version, a different car. But BMW is doing a – they seem to be serious about trying to make electrics work, at least in that upscale luxury kind of market. I'll report back on those after I have had a chance to drive them late this year and early next year, I think. And Cadillac ELR, I think I'll get a chance to drive by the end of the year.
Oh, that's
great. I don't know exactly when.
Well, Gary, as usual, it's always a pleasure to spend time with you here on air. And Gary and I used to do a lot of driving when I was out doing a lot of the short leads and long leads. Since I have a 2.5-year-old at the moment, I've dialed back those activities, but look forward in the coming years to getting back out on the road and attending those events again. And Gary, in addition to being an esteemed journalist and a great guy, he's also one of the best test car drivers out there.
Well, thank you so much, Bob. You're so kind. It's worth spending some time on the phone with you today, which I enjoy, but you also make me feel better about myself.
And you've got a great car collection, too, which, you know, I love talking to you about your own personal car collection. But, Gary, thank you so much for your time here today. And everybody check out Gary's work at automedia.com, KBB.com, Motor Trend, Ward's Auto World. And he's also a senior correspondent for a very cool website, which is called newcartestdrive.com. He's also a columnist with Autoblog, as well as being a juror on the North American Car and Truck of the Year. Doesn't look like you don't have much time there, Gary, with all
sometimes I wonder. I have to confess, I don't have much of a car collection anymore. We have a Chevy SSR that we're trying to sell at the moment, but nothing old and interesting.
Oh, wow. Well, we'll have to catch up on that soon, but thank you so much for your time here today, and we'll do it again soon.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Have a good day, and say hi to your wife, and hope you're all doing well.
Thank you so much. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Lawn.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.